Hi, my name's Leonard Tanner, and I'm on the call with Paul Seabridge, who's my business partner. Both of us are M&A experts, and I just wanted Paul to just explain a little bit more about himself and his experiences, as it were.
Yeah, hi Leonard. So yeah, I've been buying and selling companies for almost 10 years now, and I run my own private equity firm, and I've worked across quite a vast array of sectors, everything from construction, engineering to recruitment. So it's a very interesting space to be in. And I guess what we wanted to do in this call was just share a little bit more about almost the end game with people. So, buying, selling, investing in companies, when you get to an exit point, what does that look like and how do you eventually get there? Because I guess whilst you're running a business and you might be earning an income from it, I guess income is just what you spend. The more you earn, the more you spend. But the big paydays really don't come, and that wealth creation part doesn't really come until you actually exit from a business. So we're going to just share a little bit of a Q&A around that topic.
Fantastic. Fantastic, Paul. So I'll just get straight into it. How many companies have you sold?
So over the years, I've sold several companies. I guess, from the sort of lower end of the scale, a six-figure transport business, right the way up to a multi-million pound recruitment business.
Okay, fantastic. And how would you go about selling a business, Paul?
So I guess I learned about sort of business brokers fairly early on. So the first major business that I sold was a international recruitment business, and I sort of, built it. It was successful, and I sort of started to fall out of love with it. And I sort of got, I suppose, got to the point of, when you're not as interested in a business anymore, it's probably time to go. So I knew that I wanted to exit from it, and not having sold a business or meaningful business before, I thought, well, probably the way to do this would be to make contact with a business broker. They basically sell businesses for a living, and I guess that sort of opened my eyes really to. Actually, if you want to sell a business, is the business broker that really the way forward? Because there are quite a lot of operators out there that aren't necessarily interested in selling the business, and more just about charging your fees to actually not do what they say they're going to do. So when I wanted to sell my recruitment business, I went through sort of almost a beauty parade of speaking to different business brokers, and I basically reached the conclusion that it would probably be easier to maybe or more effective to actually do it myself. So I think the first thing I would advise when you're selling a company is to almost put your house in order. There are a lot of time when you're running a business, you will generally be running it more of a lifestyle business. So there might be, expenses and things that you put through your accounts that in the, if you're running it as a corporate PLC, potentially you might not. So I think the first thing I would say is put your house in order, bring your accounts up to date, make sure that you've got accurate, in-house accounts, P&L, balance sheet. I think, whenever I'm actually on the other side of the fence and buying a business, a good sign of a business that is well run is one that can produce in-house financials, readily, they're readily available. So make sure you've got up-to-date financials, tidy up your accounts, make sure that they are going to present your business as well as they can. I think the second tip I'd say is that, if you want to avoid a hefty sort of earn out or deferred part of the payment, so this is when you don't get paid the full amount on closing, you might have to accept part of an earn out. So basically, you don't get the full value until you've hit certain objectives or targets into the future. And one way to try and avoid that will be basically to make sure that the business is actually set up to run without you. So almost make sure you've got a managing director or capable management team that can run the business. So, if you didn't show up for 2 or 3 weeks because you went on holiday, the business still runs. And I think if you can set yourself up in that way, then you've got more chance of more value on the day of closing. And then I think it's then thinking once you've got your house in order. One of the big things that I find that kills deals is time. So the longer that people negotiate, procrastinate, the more chance there is of a deal falling down. And the time-consuming bit when you sell a business is not so much finding a buyer, but it's actually putting all the due diligence together. So all of the documents are basically, on the business, everything from financial, legal, commercial, all of that can take some time, and most people don't actually do that until they've got an offer. My advice would be to actually pull all of that information together so that actually when you get to a point of an offer, you can almost say to the buyer, well, look, here is all of the documents that you might want to see readily available, and it just shaves so much time off the whole process. So really gives you more chance of actually getting the deal through. Once you've done all of that, I then probably start thinking about a target list of who is going to buy my company. And I guess the key places to look are really your customers, your competitors, or your suppliers. Is there one of your suppliers that might be interested to acquire your business? Maybe one of your customers or one of your competitors. So, you know, I would probably write a target list of people that you know that potentially might be interested. And I guess at this point, that's probably when I think about whether I were going to market the business out myself or whether I'm going to use a third party. I might think that you know, one of the key areas that perhaps concerns most people when they sell a company is that they don't want their staff or customers or suppliers to know that they're actually selling. So I guess what you would maybe want to do rather than doing it yourself is maybe appoint a corporate advisor or M&A expert, somebody like ourselves, for example, that can almost market this out in a confidential way so that your staff and customers don't find out that you're, you know, actively looking to sell the business. And I guess that's really where a third party can add some value, because they can do it in a confidential way, whereas you can't contact your suppliers or customers in a confidential way. And I guess you want to protect the business. You know, if your staff or customers knew that you were selling, would that have a detrimental effect on revenue and profits? And I guess it's all about trying to find the right one, the advisor that has, you know, there's lots of people out there that get paid to advise people on certain aspects of business, not just necessarily selling, but they're not necessarily people who have actually been through the process themselves. Yeah. You know, we have bought and sold, you know, getting on for 50 companies now, so we have some experience. And whilst not everything's always gone swimmingly, I guess when you make mistakes or things don't go to plan, it's okay to make those errors as long as you learn by the mistakes. So I guess working with maybe people like ourselves, people will get that expertise. It's really down to them to, you know, get this out to you know, targeted buyers. Then they need to be qualified, make sure that they are you know, good for the money, and, you know, not just coming to, you know, what I would call tire kickers, you know, people that are serious buyers that, you know, if they like what they see, they will actually buy. Yeah. And, you know, throughout that process, I mean, one of the things I've got to write an information memorandum, so it's almost a 1 or 2 page document that gives a real quick summary of the business. So what's the history to it? What does it look like today? What are the unique parts about the business? You know, maybe from a marketing point of view or people, and putting some consolidated financials in there. So, you know, consolidated balance sheet and profit and loss, that gives people a quick snapshot as to what the business looks like and today. And if you've got good figures from maybe 2 or 3 years previous, and maybe including them in that information memorandum. And that's really what the corporate advisor can use then to really market out the business to the right person. So there's pros and cons of doing it yourself or maybe working with an advisor, but in any event, I would always advise about, you know, those key things really. Get your house in order, tidy up your accounts, make sure you've got a second tier of management that means that the business is not as reliant upon you, and then work with a good corporate advisor firm that can get this in front of serious qualified buyers, so that, you know, when it comes to an offer, the due diligence is all done, and then, you know, hopefully the deal can go through as quickly as possible.
Fantastic. And I mean, just really in regards to the last question, what's it like using a broker?
Yeah, so I would say that I steer away from brokers, because I think what a lot of brokers tend to do is they tend to charge really large upfront fees, and they overvalue a business. So to justify their upfront fees, typically they're doing that by saying that you can get, you know, many more millions than actually the business is worth. You know, typically we will see small and medium enterprises sell for anywhere between 2 and 4 times earnings. That's the typical norm in the UK. Usually you only get a higher multiple if you're, you know, sort of 8 or 9 figure revenues, or you're, you know, already a PLC company where, you know, they are typically valued at a lot more. So I think as long as you have realistic expectations, rather than use a broker, my advice would be to really work with a specialist M&A or corporate advisor firm that is going to work with you, not just to sell the business, but basically make sure that the deal actually happens when you find one. So they'll help you through that whole process of, you know, getting your accounts in order, putting the due diligence together, making sure that it's marketed in a confidential but effective way, that maybe has expertise in your sector. So maybe they've bought or sold businesses in your particular industry where they can talk your language and talk the same language as your buyers. would as well. I think they're all sort of important factors that I would look for if I was going to work with a third party to help me sell a business.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks a lot, Paul. I think those answers were really good and have helped me understand a bit more, and I'm sure those that are listening, essentially some key points to take away when buying and selling businesses.